50 years ago this month, 500,000 young people gathered on a farm in New York for the Woodstock Music Festival. This week and next, KCBX shares the stories of San Luis Obispo County residents who were there. Today, we'll hear from Ken Lidoff and Peggy Atwill, who each live in Los Osos, and Will Jones, who lives in San Luis Obispo. All three were on the East Coast in the summer of 1969. Peggy Atwill arrived at Woodstock first.
We went up there a week early, and there everybody was. So there was this hog farm group that had come out to build the set. So when the concert started to happen, we were given these red ribbons with a little glitter pig on it, which was our backstage pass.
Atwill spent most of her time at Woodstock on stage.
I found myself a spot. If you're looking at the audience, I was on the left side of the stage. So pretty much for the whole concert, I stayed on the stage as long as I could stay awake.
Will Jones arrived at Woodstock late Friday. He drove to the festival with his girlfriend and their two younger brothers. When they arrived at Woodstock, the traffic around the site was a mess.
People were just pulling off into the fields and setting up their tents. And so that's what we did. And we had no idea when we pulled in. This was on Friday, the day the festival started. Had no idea how far we were from the actual festival site.
They pitched a tent and walked over a mile.
That first walk in was unbelievable because it was the Woodstock Nation. I mean, there were all these banners flying and flags flying, and there was music everywhere. And so the festival was as much out where people were camping as it was actually at the festival site.
Ken Lidoff and his friends had arrived early enough to claim some space for themselves closer to the stage.
My buddies and I staked out part of the hill. We took actual stakes and rope and roped a rectangle so that we would know where we were. Because if you went to the bathroom in the back, you were walking over a sea of people for, you know, a quarter mile.
Meanwhile, Peggy Atwill is still up on stage.
What happened was that all these people started talking to me because I was right by the edge. So I ended up collecting these messages from the crowd and giving them to the guy, that chip guy who was reading it over the microphone. You know, your Aunt Sally needs you to call home or whatever.
Ken Lidoff, who had a nice spot staked out to see the bands, remembers that the music went on day and night.
I don't remember it really stopping. I know at the very end when Jimi Hendrix played, I think it was 8 in the morning, I don't think our ears ever stopped ringing, I'll tell you that.
By the end, the entire festival site was muddy, and Will Jones began to wonder how everyone was going to get out of there. After all, he had his 15-year-old brother with him.
I'd kind of promised my parents that everything would be okay. No surprise my parents let him go at 15. And we made a responsible decision on Sunday, which is why I know I did not hear Jimi Hendrix, because we just decided it would be a good idea to leave early. I didn't make a whole lot of responsible decisions when I was 20, but that was one of them.
You can leave if you want to. We're just jamming, that's all. Okay? You can leave or you can clap.
Join us this afternoon at 1 o'clock for an hour-long look at the Woodstock experiences of people who find themselves living the Central Coast life 50 years later. For KCBX, I'm Carol Tangeman.